Good day, this is Jonathan Miller. Welcome to Holistic Reality Radio, presented by ReallyWell.com, natural health for being really well, WaterUs.com, pure water, fit to drink, that's WaterUs.com, SurviveTheChanges.com. We have a lot of information on the changes that are in progress, some of them, and some potentially forthcoming. It is wise to be prepared. And if you visit holisticreality.com or reallywell.com, you can find the archives of our radio program. And here we are with today's topic, detox and help your liver. We are exposed to such an array of public poisons in our food, air, water, home, car, and so forth. It is crucial to detoxify so often. Spring and fall, the seasons of transition, are good times for cleansing accumulated toxins and giving extra support to the liver. Detoxification is one of the four essential principles of natural health. The cells of the body need, one, removal of toxins, two, relaxation of stress, three, intake of a large range of nutrients with water and oxygen, and four, exercise. To function well for good health. These all those aspects of natural health principles. Detox, relax, nourish, exercise. That is the natural health process. Our bodies, though, are overwhelmed with public poisons, and we have a website, publicpoisons.com, where we list many of these. They're in our environment, as well as self-toxification from poor food choices, and trapped waste in the colon. You have pouches that form from gas pressures that trap waste, and then some of the material is very sticky, and it's built up on the walls of the colon and hardens, dehydrates and hardens. And so you have a lot of stuff down there that may be reabsorbed and recycled, irritating tissues and deteriorating organs. So we cycle a lot of these toxins from our intestinal tract. So a periodic thorough program of cleansing with herbs and good fiber, pure water, oxygen, detoxifying agents, dietary improvement, lymph movement, that's moving the body's fluids around by actively moving the body, exercising and deep breathing, and perspiration, another part of exercise to sweat out some of these poisons. All that is crucial to being healthy. The liver must be fairly clean to do a good job of removing toxins from the blood. It is a complex organ, keeping you living with multiple tasks in digestion, storage, metabolism, and detoxification. The liver aids digestion by creating and secreting bile for emulsification of fat. The bile and buffering minerals move from the liver into the gallbladder for storage and release into the small intestine for digestion. Enzymes and other important protein compounds are also in the fluid prepared there and released by the liver and pancreas. So in addition, the liver serves as a reservoir and a recycling center for minerals and other nutrients and metabolites. It also controls the metabolism of nutrient compounds, including alcohols, forms protein compounds for various needs, including enzymes and hormones, and it breaks down toxins in the blood. I should mention also stores glucose, blood sugar, when needed to be drawn on. The liver is the body's workhorse organ. It is involved with, with cleaning the blood and various metabolic functions, makes it susceptible to stressors. So it can get stressed and toxified itself and tired and needs help. So activated charcoal, bentonite clay, these are some of the best detoxifying agents that we can utilize, along with aerobic exercise and an occasional herbal liver cleanser, And we can find that on the liver page at reallywell.com, information about these detoxifying aids. But perspiration is an effective mode of elimination as well. And so that's where exercise comes in, or a sauna experience. A far infrared ray sauna is a safe means of sweating out toxins, and it uses a beneficial part of the light spectrum. The far infrared ray from the sun is a healing, beneficial light that in this sauna, or you can get just a lamp, table lamp, or one that stands on the floor, that has its own healing qualities, its own benefits. Read more about that at reallywell.com on the sauna page, infrared sauna. But we have to have a good functioning liver, perspiration, and then the lungs, kidneys, colon, and skin, along with the liver, are all on this team of organs that are involved in the elimination process. So all those organs need support. Foods like beets, greens, flaxseed, and other superfoods, such as in our Delicious Greens 8000, found at reallywell.com. These greens and pigments and enzymes are all very valuable for both supporting these organs of elimination and helping with the nutrification of the whole body for maintaining alkalinity, which is an important part of staying healthy. Toxins tend to be acidic. So as we accumulate toxins, or our body becomes more acidic, we are more susceptible to illness, to attack by invaders, bacteria, viruses, and so forth. So you want to maintain a slightly alkaline pH of the blood and body, and that is done by testing your pH with your urine and saliva if you want to get real accurate about it. But meanwhile, eating more alkaline-forming foods, and again, you can find information on that at our website, reallywell.com. Routine natural health practices, including periodic detoxification, nourishing support, supplements that add these important nutrients and phytonutrients, exercise, relaxation, and a positive attitude. These are all needed for good health. Well, let's take a little more attention on the liver itself. This is a very critical organ, and we're seeing so many people suffering the consequences of the liver getting stressed, tired, toxic, and not functioning up to par, which is almost any degenerative disease you can name has this problem as part of it, the tiring and lessened effectiveness of the liver and its work. So we have to support that organ. It's our most important, perhaps, metabolic organ. Brain and the heart have other tasks to do. But you cannot live without a liver. That's why it is your liver, your way of living. It has many multiple crucial functions. So, going out of our way to take care of it is very important. It needs to not be constantly abused with this flood of toxins. So we have to learn what those toxins are at publicpoisons.com and learn to minimize our exposure and how we're eating. For example, we want to avoid the genetically modified foods, the glyphosate pesticide that we've talked about a number of times. We want to have the cleanest possible food, the freshest food, the most enzyme-rich raw food that we can, and high-quality other choices. If we're eating rather than wheat, for example, we need to learn about other alternatives, not even just grains, but seeds. Amaranth, buckwheat, quinoa are alternatives to your grains, wheat and rye and rice and barley, corn, all these that create some problems. Each of them have their own irritant compounds, but especially the ones that are being genetically modified, like corn and wheat, are giving all kinds of problems. And there's many, many toxins in any wheat that are not good for us. So we have to get off of our dependence on wheat as a major staple of the diet and find alternatives to help our body function better. But back to liver cleanse, we want to be aware of a gallbladder flush that I've advocated for many years. This was first introduced to me by Dr. McKee, a doctor I used to work with back in the 80s, but or at least this version of it. I think I did hear about it in the late 70s, probably the liver gallbladder flush. But you start with a cleansing diet of mostly vegetable salads, fresh fruits, and raw juices for several days. Actually, you can probably eat better that way most all the time. But the liver gallbladder flush is a day that you set aside to do this. You want to eat lightly in the morning and utilize a liquid magnesium. We have a very good one with other trace minerals in it, MegaMag here on the magnesium page at reallywell.com. You also want organic extra virgin olive oil and fresh lemon juice squeezed from the lemons, organic lemons. So if your liver is, if you haven't done this in the past or there's known issues with the liver, proceed slowly, but you might want to utilize the liver cleanse herbal formula, and that's described at reallywell.com. That can be taken several days leading up to, or even several weeks leading up to this, and for several weeks after. But this helps the liver remove those toxins and you're ready. But the liver cleanse is a herbal formula that has beets, dandelion, parsley, horsetail, yellow dock, black cohosh, birch leaves, blessed thistle, angelica root, chamomile, gentian, and goldenrod, and a very excellent formula for helping support the liver and get some of these toxins out. The liver gallbladder flush itself, we'll finish up on that. If you've cleaned the liver with the liver cleanse formula for a while and set aside a day, you eat lightly in the morning, take your liquid magnesium in the late afternoon, good healthy dose, and if you take too much, you're going to get real loose stool, but you want enough to relax the muscles and make for an easier elimination. And then during the course of the evening, fasting after the morning, any food you've eaten in the morning, like I said, for several days, eat mostly raw, eat a light breakfast, fast the rest of the day, take the magnesium late in the afternoon, and then in the evening, sip up to a pint of lemon, fresh lemon juice. You can either drink them separately or mix together, and you can just sip them. You don't have to glug it all down at once, but sip them over the course of a couple hours till you get it all down. Then go to bed and lie on your right side. And when you wake for bowel elimination, you'll probably notice a bunch of little green globs in your stool that are the forming gallstones, mostly cholesterol, a little bit of mineral content, more cholesterol balls than stones, really, but they're probably is accumulation of them in the gallbladder that needs to be squirted out, and that's what we're doing here. And then your gallbladder is going to function a lot better. Your digestion is going to be better, and the liver is going to be cleaner. So you can repeat this perhaps a week, a couple weeks or a month later. Do it a couple times over the course of a couple months to get the excess stones out that may have accumulated over the years, and then just periodically you can do that once a year or every few years or something like that. But it will help everything function better in that realm, your liver, gallbladder, and digestion. So thank you for listening. Check out the liver page at reallywell.com and other information there. Also, holisticreality.com, where we have the archives. Now is the time to move with purpose. Have a great day.
It's not too late for getting started, and never too soon to show the world the dream's alive. It's never parted. The time has come that it's unfurled. Now's the time to move with purpose, and now's the time to seek and find. It's not too late.